our biggest priority as an administration is getting the economy back on track and putting people back to work. Now, you know, without relitigating the past, I am absolutely convinced, and the vast majority of economists are convinced, that the steps we took in the Recovery Act saved millions of people their jobs, or created a whole bunch of jobs. And part of the evidence of that is, as you see what happens with the Recovery Act phasing out. You know, when I came into office and budgets were hemorrhaging at the state level, part of the Recovery Act was giving states help so they wouldn't have to lay off teachers, police officers, firefighters. As we've seen that federal support for states diminish, you've seen the biggest job losses in the public sector. Teachers, police officers, firefighters losing their jobs. So my strong preference would be for us to figure out ways that we can continue to provide help across the board. But I'm operating within some political constraints here, because whatever I do has to go through the House of Representatives. What that means then is that among the options that are available to us is, for example, the payroll tax cut.